back to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up tomorrow on the program from the Media Research Center, Dan Gaynor joins us. Also have United States Senator Marsha Blackburn on the program and my colleague from Breitbart News, Owen McCrory, all tomorrow. Please tune in if at all possible. But joining us now, very grateful he can make time for us down here in South Alabama, a very good friend of mine up in my days in Huntsville, Congressman Mo Brooks joins us on the line. Congressman, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. My mom and dad have both passed away, so I'm handling estate issues, cleaning up the house, that kind of thing. How about y'all?
I'm sorry to hear that, but otherwise we're doing well.
Oh, good. So what would you like to discuss today, Jeff?
Well, I want to get into kind of direction of the country right now. Do you feel better about the election given the given kind of the way the RNC and DNC went in that contrast?
I feel better because I think it is becoming more apparent how evil some of the policies of the Socialist Democrats are and the kind of damage, economic and physical, that those policies will do to us as individuals and also to our country. And the more voters understand the evil results of these horrific policies, then the choice is going to be real clear. Joe Biden, who supports those kind of horrible results, or Donald Trump, who's fighting them?
I mean, it seems like we've seen a momentum shift in the last couple of days, or maybe people are recognizing that all of this chaos, all of this turmoil in the country, that it's getting tagged to the Democrats finally, and that's making people say, I don't want that. I don't want that in my country. I want to go in a different direction.
Well, that's through no help of the fake news media that is very biased in its presentation. But after a while, when citizens see enough of this with their own eyeballs, then it's pretty clear that the Socialist Democrats are all or majority part responsible for the violence that is breaking out around our country. And a big part of that is real simple. Socialist Democrats have decided that criminals are more likely to vote for Socialist Democrats than for Republicans. So Socialist Democrats have made it one of their mainstay goals to restore voting rights to criminals. And in those states like Oregon or Washington, where criminals now have votes, well, of course, Socialist Democrats who want to cultivate those votes react to the demands of those voting criminals. And how do you react to them? Well, you get softer on crime and you call for defunding the police in order to get that block vote. That's a sordid state of affairs, but that is where the Socialist Democrat Party is today.
But do you think this, though, that they were okay with this going on in California, Washington, and Oregon? Now that it's happening in swing states, now that it's in Wisconsin, Minnesota to some degree, that they're rethinking, Democrats are rethinking this, and it sounds, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to watch any of the news over the last weekend, elected Democrats are trying to blame all of this that we're seeing out in the streets on Donald Trump.
I think it's interesting that when you have these radical Black Lives Matter movements engaged in protests that result in violence and arson, destruction of property, and sometimes killings, they get a free pass with the Socialist Democrats. But when it is a Republican or a Donald Trump supporter who wants to make his or her views known and they come under assault, all of a sudden the people who were assaulted are the ones responsible.
Yeah, and they're trying to make this, they're trying to make it an electoral issue, but it seems like a hard sell to me. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, voters can see with their own eyes on the internet the videos of what has transpired. They've seen our law enforcement officers under assault from the criminal element and the Socialist Democrats. They've seen the ensuing riots when it turns out that the police officers were acting properly, but the Socialist Democrats were so anxious to get media coverage and protests going that it resulted in violence that they were unwilling to wait for our judicial system to determine what the evidence is and who's right and who's wrong. You know, it's a jury of 12 people who make the ultimate decision on what the facts were and apply those facts to the law and reach a verdict. But with socialist Democrats, they're unwilling to wait for the truth to come out. And all of this started with Barack Obama concerning, I think it was somewhere up in Massachusetts was the first instance where he immediately sided with a purported victim of a police assault when it turned out that the police were justified in doing what they were doing. And then Barack Obama ratified the criminal conduct in Ferguson, Missouri, that resulted in a thug and robber's death at the hands of a police officer who was defending himself. But Barack Obama did not want to wait for the evidence to become known. Barack Obama's knee-jerk reaction was to attack law enforcement, and that's wrong. Sometimes law enforcement's right, sometimes they're wrong, but we need to wait until we've had a judicial proceeding in order to ascertain what the true facts are and who was right and who was wrong, not mob rule, which is apparently what the Socialist Democrats are very aggressively advocating.
Yeah, and they're trying to make it, it looks like what happened to me, they try to make it a political issue, and then they bit off more than they can chew. And here we are on August 31st. They're trying to decouple themselves from that movement. There's no way the Democratic Party is going to be able to successfully do that in time for the election to separate themselves from what we're seeing.
Well, how can they separate themselves from something that they have intentionally caused? And it's obvious. It's out in the open, and it's been that way for many years now. So, no, they're not going to be able to, right before the election, pull the wool over the voters' eyes and try to fool them once again on something that's so transparent and obvious.
Joined by Congressman Mo Brooks, Alabama's 5th Congressional District. Congressman, are you surprised the Postal Service issue isn't the main topic of conversation today anymore?
Well, the Postal Service was just one of those fake things that the Democrats put out there. The evidence was pretty clear. The Democrats were asking for $25 billion, and lo and behold, we've already given them $24 billion, $14 billion cash on hand, and another $10 billion if they need it. But they haven't asked for it because they haven't needed it yet. And the Democrat argument that, gosh, this one additional piece of mail on one day, that being the vote-by-mail ballot, would suddenly cause a crash of the Postal Service and adversely affect our elections, that was as unbelievable as the Russian collusion hoax, as the impeachment lies and deception, and it's just another indicator of how extreme and dishonest the Democrat Party hierarchy is, with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi at the forefront and Joe Biden jumping in.
I mean, it's just as if, like, they're playing like they're behind, and they're desperate. This seems like such a desperate ploy to get people engaged, that you know we need to get voters to the polls, and we need to put this in play here. It's not clear to me that, you know, people are necessarily going to go out and vote because they think there's some kind of shenanigans going on with the United States Post Office.
Well, the Socialist Democrats probably overextended themselves. Well, they did overextend themselves on the post office issue, but they thought they would be able to lie to the public and get away with it. I think they were taken off guard a little bit by how vehemently some of our Republicans fought back and got the truth out. And again, that we want $25 billion, but wait a second, we're already giving them $24
billion. Right.
I mean, you know, they just aren't accustomed to not getting their way, because the news beat has been such a staunch ally that they're so accustomed to getting away with their lies and deception, they're not used to people calling them out.
Well, it was Nancy Pelosi calling you guys back up to D.C. just out of, you know, on a whim to go up there and vote, because this matter was so urgent, it couldn't wait, and now that urgent matter seems to have gone down the memory hole.
Well, part of the desperation on the part of the Democrats comes down to the November elections, as so much of it does. The Democrats have discovered that they've done a very successful job of destroying the economy by scaring people to death about COVID-19. And then they had an unexpected result that they didn't plan on. Now there is some resistance to going to the election polls because they're still scared to death by what the Democrats have put out in the news media. And if Democrat-based vote believes what the Democrat propaganda has been about COVID-19 and they don't vote, well, then the Democrats get waxed in November. So they're desperate to try to counteract the effectiveness of their own hype concerning the extraordinary amount of plane danger associated with COVID-19. So you're seeing some of that panic now in the Democrat hierarchy, and this absurd claim about the post office was a part of that.
Given that, do you think that Republicans are in a better position electorally?
Absolutely. Our voters are dedicated to voting. We know that the panic and fear associated with COVID-19 is hyped beyond all reason. Is it dangerous? Yes. But is it the bubonic plague that's going to wipe out 30 or 40% of the population? No. Okay? It's going to hit a very small percentage of the total American population, and most Americans have figured that out, and they're anxious to get back to normal. They're willing to accept the risks that are associated with it, and there are risks associated with it. So, you know, we're going to see how all this plays out, but the Democrats are starting to figure out that they have blown it on law and order. They blew it on the post office. They have blown it on COVID-19 and the damage that they've done to the economy. And they're just, they're reacting accordingly. They are scared to death now that they're going to lose an election that they thought they had in the bag. It's going to be 2016 all over again.
I mean, isn't that their threat? They, it was clear from the DNC that they were running to get a referendum on Donald Trump, but at some point they appear to be rooting against the country because they want Trump to fail. It's the same thing they try to pin on Obama back when, I guess Rush Limbaugh said, I hope he fails or whatever, but they have to now root against the country. They have to root for more COVID cases, more turmoil in the streets, and I think that turns a lot of people off.
I hope it turns off a majority. Certainly when November gets here, we will know. But the tide seems to be turning in the favor of America and the foundational principles of liberty and freedom that have combined to make us the greatest nation in world history. You know, we can run down the issues real quick. Law and order versus more riots and more crime. That's your choice. That's a pretty stark choice for most Americans. Then you've got open borders and the damage that is done from those open borders, whether it be the suppressed wages of blue-collar workers or the thousands of Americans who are dead each year at the hands of illegal aliens on American soil. Just go down the list. That's pretty clear. America wants secure borders. They don't want open borders. Or socialism versus free enterprise, or socialism is based on government dictatorship, telling citizens what they can and cannot do, what they can and cannot buy, where they can and cannot work, how much they can and cannot be paid, versus free enterprise that is based on freedom and liberty. Most voters want freedom and liberty to decide for themselves. They don't want some government bureaucrat in a cubicle in a windowless office someplace in a basement in Washington, D.C., ordering them as to what they can and cannot do with their own resources or their own families. So you just go down the list of issues, and the Democrats are on the losing side of a lot of really big issues.
And Congressman, finally, before we have to let you go here, you were deposed in your lawsuit to not count illegal aliens in terms of for apportionment of congressional seats. You and Attorney General Marshall teaming up on that. Tell us where we are on that.
I hope that we will have a court order sometime this fall. We need a court order before the pronouncement is made by the Census Bureau sometime in December, January on the reapportionment issue. And reapportionment is how many congressmen and how many electoral college votes for president each state has. And the indicators are high probability that if illegal aliens are counted around the country in the purpose for the purposes of distributing political power, that Alabama is going to lose a congressional seat and lose an electoral college vote, thereby diminishing our influence in the governance of our country. And so I'm fighting that along with Attorney General Steve Marshall, and hopefully we'll have a successful verdict from a federal judge in Birmingham. Time will tell. I think we're in pretty good shape on the 14th Amendment, equal protection, one man, one vote principles. Each citizen's vote should count the same, and citizens' votes don't count the same if you allow sanctuary cities to get a disproportionate number of electoral college votes and congressional seats because of their support for illegal conduct.
Chris, we've got to leave it there. We're out of time, but thank you so much for coming on today.
Always, Jeff. My pleasure. Keep them straight down in Mobile.
I'll do my best. That was Congressman Mo Brooks, represents Alabama's 5th Congressional District. Always gracious to come on at any moment's notice and talk about issues of the day. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.